when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, wherever you are, doesn't matter when, morning, noon, evening, because I know people listen to us of every single time zone in the world. I can prove that. Anyway, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I will be your master of ceremonies tonight. We have some great people on tonight. And what is tonight? It is December the 30th in the year of 2023. In the Lord, in the year of Jesus Christ, 2023. And there's no name under the sun, folks, which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. It's that simple. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. I've said it 100 times. You don't need any church. You don't need any priest. You don't need any shaman. You don't need any head honcho from the Mormon church, the Baptist church, the Episcopalian, you name it. You don't need that. All you need is Jesus Christ Almighty. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. Anyway, people, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. I was stumbling just a little bit there because I just came in. If you know me, if you've been listening here long enough, you know I'm always out on a training run, getting ready for the never-ending marathons I do. But anyway, I'm here, and I've got everything collected, all my thoughts collected. And you know this is a Christian show. So without wasting any further precious time, people, we're going to go to our prayer. And guess what? We have one of my favorite people in the world here tonight. His name is Dr. Michael Hill. He is the director of the League of the South, the only organization I know of that's still standing after the Battle of Charlottesville. Every one of them, the rest of them, tucked their tails and ran for the high grass. And when they did that, they showed what they were really made of. But I'm so proud of Dr. Hill. I'm so proud of being a member of the League of the South, because I think we're the real deal. Anyways, that's who is going to give our prayer tonight, because like we said this before when Dr. Hill was on the program, when we went into battle, into Charlottesville, that day, August the 12th, 2017, we didn't leave the compound there until Dr. Hill led us in prayer. He's going to do that right now. He's graciously agreed to say the prayer. So if you will, Dr. Hill, lead Blood River Radio in prayer, so dear sir, dear brother.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you yet again for another day in which to serve you. We pray that you will give us strength and courage, that you will direct our words and our actions in such a way, Lord, that it will be for the riddance of evil among us in this country. Let us understand the gift that you have given us, that we, through our inactivity and our lack of vigilance, have squandered. We pray now, Lord, that you will give us the wisdom and the strength and the courage to get back that which you gave to our ancestors, in which they shed their blood and sweat and tears in order to create and preserve and pass on to us. Let us not despise our blessings, but let us fight for them. Lord, I pray you'll have mercy on us and give those blessings back to us once again as Southerners and as Americans. I pray, Father, that all this in the name of our gracious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, 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 1,000 times, amen. And, Dr. Hill, you know, I know you know, and our audience, our listeners, we don't have an audience. We have listeners. We have family members. And without which, we could not maintain this program. I'm very proud, Dr. Hill. I don't know if you know or not, but we paid about a week or two ago. We sent a check to Sam to pay. We paid a year in advance airtime.
That's great.
We paid up front. And if we wouldn't for our donors, there's no way in hell we could do that. We could not shoulder that that financial burden alone. And while I'm talking about Sam, he's having some super, super major surgery. I don't think he'd mind me saying it. He's having to go to another city. I'm not going to say what city because, you know, we have enemies out there. He's having to go to another city to get a specialist to do the surgery he's having. I know about what kind of surgery it is, and it is incredible. Thank God I don't have to go through it. But there's nobody in the United States, probably nobody in the world, that would syndicate Blood River Radio, because I tell you what, no one can touch us as far as how hot we are. We've had one donor said we were hotter than Fukushima. You can even ask James Edwards. I was at a Christmas party about 2 weeks ago, or maybe less than 2 weeks ago, and James was there, and somebody came up, and they've been listening to TPC. He said, you mean the Blood River is hotter than TPC? And James said something like, ha, tune in, dude, and find out for yourself. Well, anyway, as you know, I'm very proud of Blood River Radio, and proud of Sam, proud of all of our friends. But the donors, we've had some surprise donors here lately. It has really come in handy. We got one of the largest donations we've ever had several days ago from, I'm not going to mention his whole name. He goes by the name of Steve in Minnesota. Very glad to get this. Steve, I tell you what, you must have been reading our mind, because we were getting it was getting scarce about a month before Christmas. You know, we were just by the greatest effort. We came up with that money to pay Sam for you a year in advance. But since then, people have been answering the call. But like we said, we have Steve in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Steve. We also have Ken, Big Ben, from Lynbrook, New York. Ken, he just liked Big Ben day in, day out. Well, week in, week out. It's two or three times a month. Thank you so much, Ken. And also, my sister, Pam, and my brother Dennis in Virginia, they sent a nice card. They sent donations. Speaking of card, I'm going to read this. This card comes from Dennis and Pam in Virginia. And Dr. Hill knows who they are. Here's the card. It says, "May the simple joys of Christmas warm your heart, fill your home, and last a lifetime. Listening every weekend, unless we are traveling, then we catch up on Sundays. God bless us all, Dennis and Pam." And when they say catch up on Sundays, people, without your donations, we could not, there would be no Sundays. We couldn't pay a webmaster to do our archives. Here's another one. I probably shouldn't read this one because it could get me in trouble with St. Jude. I don't know. Well, I'm going to see if I can open it. This card sent to me from New York. I'm really proud of it. It says, "Dear Papaw, I'm so glad we got to meet at the New York City Marathon this year. I feel truly blessed to know such an inspiring person. Wishing you and your family a happy, healthy holiday season. For the kids," and I'm not going to give their name because I don't want to get them in trouble just in case we get busted out. But anyway, thank you so much, donors. Thank you so much, precious family. You've really come through. And we've got some, like we said, we've got some other operations planned this year. In fact, Rand and I, we're setting our sights. We want to go to Washington, D.C. We already have a donor who's given us a bullhorn. We're going to have pamphlets made up. We're going to take as many of the League of the South papers as we can take, and we're going to take some brochures from Blood River. We want to go. Here's what we want to do, and I've got to hurry and get off of this. We want to go to the Capitol building and hand out newspapers and leaflets for Blood River Radio, and we want to get our bullhorn, and we want to advertise. We can get one or two of the sailors, and we're working on that. We want to go and advertise, let the people know all about USS Liberty. I know that's really, really aggressive, but that's what we want to do. You have to think big. You just can't, you know, piddling around. Anyway, people, that's what your money's doing. That's what we want to do. We've been advised not to do that because they're arresting people for nothing, but I'm thinking maybe we might be able to get by with it. We have connections up there. Peter Scoop Stanton, he's on this same radio. He comes on after James's show. He's on from 9 to 10. He's a comrade of ours, he lives up there around the Washington area, so we're going to try to use him if we can. So that's what we got planned anyway. So pray that we can pull that off. That would be a great coup for Blood River Radio and for the league. Anyway, Dr. Hill, I'm bringing you in. I hope it didn't take up too much time. We've got a minute or so before. I hadn't told Dr. Hill this. I should have got in earlier. We have one of our co-hosts is going to read a quick letter, on the second segment. It's from a Union soldier, and he was praising. He was amazed. He was dumbfounded at the courage and the tenacity of the Confederate soldiers. She's going to read that. It'll take her probably 1 minute, and then that'll kind of set the tone for all 3 hours. Anyway, Dr. Hill, I'll shut that up, and so we'll bring Nancy on after the second segment. But we've got another about a minute and a half or so. So go ahead, Dr. Hill. Let us know what we're going to be doing after we read that letter, after we comment on that. It's a very emotional letter.
Well, I think we should look forward to what's likely to come in 2024. I think it's going to be a year of chaos and crisis. And I think people need to get ready for it psychologically to begin with and then physically. And I'd like to talk for a few minutes about what I foresee is coming up in this year based on what we've seen over the past few years. I don't think it's terribly hard to predict, but all the minor details may be, but the big picture, I think it's pretty set already.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to need, as Admiral Chester W. Nimitz said, we're going to need uncommon valor to be a common virtue. We'll talk more about that as soon as we come back. People, hang on your seats. We'll be right back with Dr. Hill. Prepare to take off and wear your asbestos underwear.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you. We do this. We don't say we do it every bit for our listening family, our family on the air, but we do it for our family first and foremost. You know, charity, think they say, starts in the home. That's not really biblical, but I guess it's kind of biblical. But I'll tell you what, we would not be doing this crap, people. We would not be spending all this money and all this time if we didn't love the people who listen to us. And thank God y'all listen, you listen to us and support us, because I know y'all love us. Anyway, I want to shut up. But here's what we're going to do, folks. Thank God. We have the bell cow, Sister Nancy. She's going to read a letter she read last week. And I was so enthralled with it. I was so stricken with it. I want her to read that letter again to kind of set the tone for the next 3 hours. And I know it will mesh perfectly with what Dr. Hill's going to talk about. After Nancy reads this letter, Dr. Hill's going to talk. He's going to take the rest of this broadcast for the first hour. So anyway, Nancy, if you're ready, sister, go ahead and read that. Look, kind of give us about a little bit of history about the letter and tell us where it came from, and go ahead and read it. But go ahead, Sister okay. Nancy.
Hello, Dr. Hill and Eddie.
Hi, Nancy.
This is just a thumbnail sketch of how our Confederate soldiers suffered. It's just a tiny thumbnail sketch. There are this is documented hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of times during our war for Southern independence. This is the article written by Reverend Robert J. Burdett, who was a Union soldier. This incident occurred at the Battle of Corinth. We found a dead Confederate soldier lying on his back, his outstretched fingers stretched across the stock of the rifle lying by his side. He was one of Rogers' Texans, 57 of them we had found lying in the ditch of Fort Robinette. I covered his face with a slouch hat and took off the haversack slung to his neck that it might not swing as we carried him to his sleeping chamber, so cool and quiet and dark after the savage tumult and dust and smoke after that day of horror. Empty, isn't it? Asked the soldier working with me. I put my hand in it and drew forth a handful of roasted acorns. I showed them to my comrade. That's all, I said. And he has been fighting like a tiger for 2 days on that forage, he commented. We gazed at the face of the dead soldier with new feelings. By and by, he said, I hate this war and the things that caused it. I was taught to hate slavery before I was taught to hate sin. I love the Union as I love my mother better. I think that this is the wickedest war that was ever waged in modern times. But this, and he took some of the acorns from my hand, this is what I call patriotism. Comrade, I said, I'm going to send these home to the Peoria Transcript. I want them to tell the editor this war won't be ended until there is a total failure of the acorn crop. I want the folks at home to know what manner of men they and we are fighting. That was early in my experience as a soldier. It never changed my opinion of the cause of the Confederacy. I was more and more devoted to the Union as the war went on, but I never questioned the sincerity of the men in the Confederacy again. I realized how dearly a man must love his own section who will fight for it on parched acorns. I wished that his love and patriotism had been broader, reaching from the Gulf to the lakes, a love for the Union rather than for a state. But I understood him. I hated his attitude towards the Union as much as ever, but I admired the man. And after Corinth, I never could get a prisoner halfway to the rear and have anything left in my haversack. Oh, I too have suffered the pangs of hunger for my dear country, as all soldiers have done now and then, but not as that Confederate soldier did. We went hungry at times when rain and mud or the interference of the enemy detained the supply train, but that man half starved. That's different. Other haversacks we found that night on Corinth Field with a slight ration in them. Sometimes it was a chunk of corn pone. I used to think hardtack filled the order for concrete breakfast slab, but corn pone, a week old, reconciled me to soft food. Hardtack for mine. So the Southern people loved the states for which they suffered. This is signed by Reverend Robert J. Burdett, a gallant Union soldier.
Sister Nancy, I'd like to thank you so much for that. I do believe that Dr. Hill would appreciate that, that the courage, the uncommon courage and valor of our Confederate ancestors should never be forgotten. And I do believe that will mesh perfectly within what Dr. Hill has got to be able to speak about the rest of the show. The rest of this broadcast, people, is going to be totally directed with Dr. Hill. He can comment on that letter as he'd like to. But thank you so much again, Sister Nancy. I'll see you in about 25 minutes on 30 minutes on the second hour. Thank you so much, Sister Nancy.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Dr. Hill and Nancy just dropped in to read that letter. It was very emotional. It was a very moving letter to last week. I don't want her to do that again. Anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill. I bet you it moved you like it did me, but we're going to have that kind of courage if we are going to survive and that as a race, as a people, as a South. But go ahead, Dr. Hill. The rest of this program is yours, brother.
Well, we come from a race of men and women who have fought against great odds, not just 150-something years ago, but back throughout the centuries and even the millennia. That's the kind of people we come from. And to me, it's very heartening because while we're probably not outnumbered by our enemies right now, we are still a small group of people who realize what's going on and have for some time realized what's going on out there and tried to do something about it. We have a huge population in between ourselves and our enemies of people who are still asleep. They're the ones that I hope shows like Blood River Radio is reaching now and beginning to wake these people up to let them know that there is a problem and there is a necessary solution to that problem. And I do think that that's happening, but one of the things that I think that the things like this letter do, particularly for Southerners, is to give you the sense that you're not the first person that's being asked to make a sacrifice for your country, for your state, for your people, for your God. And you won't be the last to be asked to make a sacrifice. And because you have been asked to make a sacrifice, you have these wonderful examples before you of how you go about doing it. we may not have to eat roasted acorns, but we may have to go through a lot of other hardships. And it's comforting to know that we won't be the first, we won't be the last of our people to do that. The struggle for liberty and prosperity, and the struggle just to be left alone on your land to live and work and worship, is an age-old struggle. And our people have been very good at it because we created the most advanced and sublime civilization the world has ever seen, but that civilization is now in danger because of our own lack of vigilance. We need to realize that we don't have an exemption from history, that we're participants in it just like those Confederate soldiers were.
Dr. Hill, we have to go to a quick break. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but I want you, if you will, to mark that spot. We'll come right back to it as soon as this commercial breaks over. Be right back, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has confirmed his attendance at CNN's presidential debate next month, with the network hosting two Republican primary debates in January, one in Iowa on January 10th and another in New Hampshire on January 21st. DeSantis's campaign team announced on Friday that he will participate in the New Hampshire debate, stating that it provides an opportunity for Nikki Haley to address concerns with the people of New Hampshire and for Donald Trump to engage without relying on a teleprompter. The statement suggested that the debate offers a chance for candidates to address issues directly and step into the political arena. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Lottery officials state that the grand prize for tonight's drawing is estimated at $760 million. Happy New Year. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground Burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I know, I don't have to tell you, you know and I know that the guerrilla general is right. The only thing that matters is naked, raw power. Naked, raw force. That's all law is raw, merciless force. And with that, we're going to go back to somebody who's has a little bit more edumacation than me in the guerrilla. So go ahead, Dr. Hill. We're going to let a wiser head take over. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
I say all of what I said before the last break to kind of set the stage for talking about what I think is facing us in the coming year. Several years ago, we in the League of the South predicted that we would soon be in the midst of a new red terror, as we called it, a communist coup d'etat. And I think it's pretty much common knowledge to everyone that we had a stolen election in 2020. And as a Southern nationalist, I'd rather be away from what's going on in D.C. and let them have their own problems to deal with and leave us alone down here in the South. But at present, we're still part of that that union that's forced together with bayonets from 160 something years ago. So what happens politically here has an effect on us, and it certainly is going to, as long as we're part of this controlled by this regime out of D.C. You know, the election coming up in 2024 is going to make this coming year probably as chaotic and confused in a lot of ways as any year that I've ever seen. And I think that holds true for most people out there. I think the potential for civil unrest and scarcity and all of the things that come with that is very, very high. I don't want to sound terribly pessimistic, because I think on the other side of this, there's a good deal of light. But we have some darkness, as we might put it, to go through before we get to that light. But I think the light is there, and I'm optimistic in the long run about this. In the shorter run, we're going to have a lot of chaos to go through in this coming year, I believe. And I think it's going to start sooner rather than later. I think we'll see some events that are extremely hard to predict. And I think the only thing that you can predict about them is their unpredictability. They will be hard to visualize what it could be, but when it happens, we'll all know it. That's for sure. But one thing I think I can say very safely in general is that we have a year of chaos and uncertainty and confusion. Because once you get in a situation like this, and I think we've been approaching it slowly for the last 4 years or so, we're beginning with COVID and the election fraud and everything that's come since that. We've been kind of going slowly downhill, but perceptibly downhill. Everybody knew that things weren't headed in the right direction. But now we come to a point where the descent is not gradual, but very sudden and very steep. And I think we're going to slide off into some really, really scary situations in 2024, particularly as we work our way through the spring and the summer, and we get down into the fall approaching approaching the election. And here's the reason I say that. And listen, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. People who know me know that. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just an observer, a Southern nationalist observer, who knows that whatever happens, all of us are going to be involved in it, whether we want to be or not. But in that danger is opportunity for us. But look, the people who cheated that election in 2020 and who have been running the country in such a direction as to endanger the future for white people here, they realize that if they don't consolidate their hold on power after fomenting a coup d'etat in 2020 to get power, that they're going to face retribution from their enemies who do manage to get the levers of power in their hands. That may be Donald Trump, maybe somebody else. It certainly won't be the mainstream GOP. They're part of the establishment problem. And they will do all they can to keep, and I guess for lack of a better person, Donald Trump from coming to office. Now, I have no faith in Donald Trump. Don't get me wrong. I don't even know who he is. But he has enough enemies, enough of the right people hate him, to make me think, well, he's about all we've got on a national level to break this whole system open. Now, he may turn out to be a complete flop and disappointment in those regards, but we don't have anybody else to look to. And I think, as I said, I believe that he's made the right enemies, and there are enough people who dread him coming to power, if for no other reason, that he'll get personal retribution against these people. And these people are what we might call the globalist elite. We've been speaking against them in the league now for nearly 30 years, how we need to get out from under their rule. They've come not only to rule in D.C., they rule in The Hague, European Union, in other white countries, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They've got a stranglehold on the white, particularly white English-speaking world. And we simply have to break it. And we in the Southern Nationalist Movement are part of the forces that have been fighting against that. You know, I was telling my students at the University of Alabama back in the 1990s, I said the coming century is going to be a century in which you have nationalism fighting against globalism. And it didn't take a genius to figure that out, but we're in the middle of that fight right now. It's not coming, it is here. And because it hasn't broken out completely into an open, hot war, which I think the possibilities of that are great, by the way, in this coming year. It is a cold war, and it's a cold war that's turning hot. And when this election comes, and again, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not pushing for one party or another or one candidate or another. I'm an observer, but I can observe this, and I think it's going to be right. Neither party is going to accept the legitimacy of the other party's claim to victory in 2024. In other words, if it's proclaimed the Democrats win the presidency, the Republicans will not accept it, and vice versa. Now, you can't run a country when you've got two factions like that at odds with one another to the degree that they will not accept the results of an election. And that is, I think, going to be what happens beyond a shadow of a doubt. And when it happens, you are on the cusp, on the very verge of a civil war, an open civil war. I don't mean just words. I mean words, words and fists and bullets and blades, yes, and whatever else you fight a, yes, war with. I'm talking about a real kinetic conflict. I can see that happening sometime either before. And the reason I say before, Eddie, is because I do believe that the powers that have usurped the U.S. government now realize that they can't cheat with a veneer of legitimacy like they did 4 years ago. And now they're going to have to do anything they can to, A, keep Trump from running. They're trying to put him in jail now. If they can't put him in jail, what are they going to do? Assassinate him? You know, who knows what they're going to do? But if they can't do that, the next best thing they can do is create so much chaos that they have a reason for canceling the election next year. I mean, there are so many things that are potential events, what we might call black swan events for 2024, that it's just off the charts. I mean, if you wanted to be alive in an exciting time, and you survive 2024, you will have been alive during an exciting time. I don't think it'll be a year like we have never seen before. I do believe. Now, I hope I'm right about all these things? No, not necessarily. I would like to see the communist coup d'etat crushed. And if it takes Donald Trump to do that, then fine. I don't have a lot of faith in Donald Trump because I don't really know who he is. But right now, as I said, he's the focal point of by the enemy, and those enemy hate us as much as they hate him, I think. So he's kind of the lightning rod for the white race at the moment. So we'll see what happens with that. But and you've got an economy that's verging on collapse too. I mean, the rich, you know, they can look at the stock market and say, oh, well, look what the stock market's doing. Look at this, look at that. But you go out and look at the average working class, even a middle-class family, they're suffering. They're suffering terribly.
Amen.
What happens when BRICS begins undermining the dollar in a few days? We've got all of this on top of the political turmoil. So,
Dr. Hill, we have to go to one more
thing
break.
To think about.
We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. You're on fire, Dr. Hill. Be right back, folks.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Old Jock Ewing there, he's another guy. Him and the Guerrilla General, they were right on. Real power, real liberty, it's not something someone's going to give you. You have to take it and hold it. And it takes guts and sacrifice to hold on to it. But with that little note, side note, we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. Go ahead, Dr. Hill. You're on a roll, buddy, and I'm listening to every word. I know our listening family are doing the same. Go ahead, Dr. Hill, my brother.
Well, as I was saying, there are plenty of reasons to think that the upcoming year is going to be one that's, should we say, very interesting. I would recommend that your listening audience out there start taking some precautions for a shutdown of the supply chain at some point in 2024. And that may be a deliberate, consciously deliberate act, or it may be just the repercussions of the social and political turmoil that spills out into the streets. It could be either one, but I think we will see supply chain difficulties because of the chaos. And again, it could be partially deliberate. I'd start laying up some stuff right now, stuff that, you know, you can preserve. I wouldn't load up on a lot of stuff with a short shelf life, in other words, but some things that'll last. And make sure, too, that you have weapons and plenty of ammo.
Yes.
Remember, there's no such thing as too much ammo.
Got that right.
A woman can never have enough pairs of shoes. A man can never have enough ammo for a battle rifle or a sidearm, either one. So, and look, if you have weapons, practice with them. If you go out and buy a guitar, you can't say, well, I'm a guitar player now. Well, if you go out and buy a battle rifle and put it in your room, you can't say I'm a rifleman. You know, you got to go out and use it and practice with it and keep your skills up. And that takes a little bit of a commitment too. Keep yourself in good shape. Eat well, sleep well. Stay. My own personal advice is to stay away from doctors and medicine.
Yes.
If you can. People tend to come away from situations like that in worse shape than they went in. So stay away from them and, keep yourself in physical condition. Like the bombardier here, he can run forever. You keep yourselves in good shape. I'm 72 years old and I'm in really good shape.
Just a kid, brother, Dr. Hill.
Thank God for that. I eat right. I work out on a regular basis. I sleep well. If I can do it at my age, so can you. And pray. I think that most of you out there in this audience are Christians. You need to get real familiar with your Bible. Read your Bible, draw inspiration from the Word of God, pray to Him, and offer yourselves to Him as a warrior for His cause.
Yes.
And because that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, we are supposed to, as Christians, stand up against the face of evil. And there's plenty of it out there. And it's going to show its ugly face to us in 2024 in ways we've never seen. Because as I pointed out earlier, Eddie, these people that pulled off this new red terror, this communist coup d'etat, and it happened. It really happened in 2020, in November of 2020. That was the real insurrection. January the 6th was not. That was a response to the real insurrection. But, you know, like most people, these leftists, and I don't even like calling them communists anymore. There's something even more evil than that. But I tell you what they are. They're led by the Jews, and their goal is white genocide. I can boil it down to those fundamental facts. This leftist movement, this whatever you want to call it, neo-communist movement, whatever, is led by the Jews, and its goal is white genocide, to destroy America and every other white country on the face of the earth. So that is the goal. I don't think it's been masked anymore. And because this is at bottom, this is a theological religious war, God against Satan and Satan's demons running wild on this earth. You need to equip yourself spiritually as well as physically and mentally for this fight. So read your Bible and draw inspiration from God's word and draw inspiration from knowing this. He has already won the victory. This is just a mopping up action. We know who wins, but we in the mopping up action here may be called upon to do some things that will put our lives in danger. And if so, we should have the courage and the faith to do these things, knowing that we serve a God who is not going to forsake us. We may lose our lives on this earth, but Christ said, he who loses his life for my sake shall gain it. So let that give you courage and bravery, because you're fighting for the truth. You're fighting for the God of all creation, and you're fighting for his kingdom and its success in this world. And there could be no more honorable calling for a Christian warrior than that. And our ancestors, you know, from those that this gentleman was talking about in the letter that Nancy read, up to, you know, our illustrious leaders like Lee and Jackson and Davis and all those men, you know, they were servants of the true and living God. And, you know, I have people ask me from time to time, well, if they were servants of God, why did he let them lose? I can't answer that question, but I can tell you this. Their fight is not dead. And Jefferson Davis said that, you know, this cause is going to reemerge one day in a different shape, different form. But it's the same cause, the cause of our freedom and liberty and in service to the God who made us. And we're going to have a chance in 2024 to step up to the plate, as they say, and do our duty. I want you in the listening audience out there to get yourself ready in every way possible, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, for the battle that's coming in 2024. It'll be here, and there'll be opportunities for you to participate. God will make them clear to you when the time is right. I promise you that. If you're one of his good and faithful servants, he will make it clear to you by giving you eyes to see and ears to hear when the time for you to step forward and do your duty comes. You be there and be vigilant and waiting to take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, Dr. Hill, you have really laid it out. That is a Mona Lisa style. That's on the scale of Mona Lisa as far as a portrait of. You cram so much in this 45 minutes or so it gives a complete picture of what has been, what is now, and what's to come. And one thing I always pick up on, and you mentioned this time, we talked about it during the break, because you talked about the new Red Terror. It would take me several hours to respond to everything you said, but I'll do the best I can here. And Dr. Hill has written, we talked about this over the last several years. Dr. Hill wrote a series, the three-part series on the new Red Terror. And I can encourage you people to order that paper from the League of the South. I'm going to get some more. I would like to get, in fact, I have an idea. I'll talk to Dr. Hill about after the break what I'd like to do there. We could collaborate on something. But what Dr. Hill described in those series, it's nothing less than what he just got through talking about. We have had a complete communist Bolshevik satanic takeover. And Dr. Hill said he doesn't even call them communists anymore. Basically, communists have always been really Satanist, if you want to know the truth. But I think probably Satanist would be a more correct term to describe the people who have taken over this government than communists. It's the progeny of those people that took over this Soviet Union. They took over Russia in 1917, 1918, which you saw, Dr. Hill, I think you'll agree. You saw the Jews, a bunch of Jews overthrow a Christian nation. The Russia was a white Christian nation. Today, it's in my opinion, it's back to right now. Probably Russia is probably the only Christian nation left on the face of the earth right now, and probably have the largest reservoir of white, pure white people on the face of the earth. That's why they're hated so with so much virulence, so much vitriolic, so much poison and venom. That's why the international Jew hates them so bad, because they are a huge reservoir of white and Christians. But Dr. Hill, you laid it out so well. Anybody with just a normal intelligence could look around and see, and you outlined it, what's happened. We had a fraudulent election. We have people being arrested for little or no reason at all. Harking back to the January 6th, the so-called insurrection, where people that have been arrested who weren't even there in Washington, D.C. when the so-called insurrection was, but they've been arrested. There's thousands of them still rotting in jail, have never had their day in court. They've never been brought before a judge. They're just there, rotting. Probably a lot of them rot till they die. But, every single institution we've had has been overthrown. If I don't have time to go into it, but there's a really good article here by a staff member of the American Free Press. If anybody gets time to read that, it's called, the name of this article was Betrayed from Within. And it talks about how United States law enforcement, federal law enforcement agencies conspired. This harkens back to what you said, Dr. Hill, the election was stolen. Federal law enforcement agencies conspired in tandem with big tech, big farm, and big academia to censor truthful information and opinions, even censor jokes. There's also what this article says, there was a consortium of disinformation academics led by the Stanford Internet Observatory that worked directly with the Department of Homeland Security and the Global Engagement Center. Anyways, that's a cut to the chase here. You have all these government institutions, including the State Department, it's kind of pretty much run by the State Department, to monitor Americans like us and to censor Americans online. And what they did, Dr. Hill, they spread lie after lie after lie. This article right here is a blueprint. That's a blueprint. It pretty much shows you the blueprint of the way the communist Bolsheviks work. Well, golly, Dr. Hill, we're out of time. I can't believe we're out of time already. Dr. Hill, I will thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Hill. I will have to get with you after the program. Time just flies. But I have some projects I'd like to go over with you, Dr. Hill. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hill.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on. Happy New Year to you and everybody out there in your listening audience now.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too. And I hope you had a great Christmas. And thank you again, Dr. Hill. I'll have to call you real soon after this program.
All right. Appreciate it.
Dear people, thank you. Thank you for hanging on. We're going to transition to the second hour right now. We're going to bring on Sister Nancy here. Be right back, folks.